research from Trinity College in Dublin is set to examine DNA to find causes for the disease. Now, you can read the story in the Irish Independent today. They're going to mine and map the genetic makeup of hundreds of people as part of an international study to discover the causes of motor neuron disease, where I suppose there's an awful lot still to be learned, really, about the disease. More than 200,000 people are suffering from the illness worldwide, and around 300 Irish people are affected by it at any one time. We're joined on the line by Orla Hardiman, who's Professor of Neurology at Trinity College Dublin. Good morning to you, Orla.
Good morning.
Fairly pioneering research. As I said in the intro, there's still, I suppose, an awful lot to be learned about MND.
Yes, it's very, very interesting and innovative research. So we know that motor neuron disease, that some of the causes of motor neuron disease are genetic. And we know that the genetics are probably changes within our genetic code that increase the susceptibility. So they don't necessarily give you the disease, but they make you more at risk of developing the disease. And that's true in Ireland, and it's true in other countries as well. And the objective is to identify what these susceptibility regions are, and out of that then to identify pathways that we can then understand and that we can develop new drugs to treat the disease. So this is a very innovative project set up originally in Utrecht in Holland by our colleagues called Project Mine. And the idea is that we're mining the DNA from about 6,000 or 8,000 people with motor neuron disease and then a similar number of people who don't have motor neuron disease, so we can compare. So in Ireland, we're looking to do this in about 400 people with motor neuron disease. We have a DNA bank, but we're obviously interested in people coming forward as well, and also people who don't have motor neuron disease. And this project isn't actually funded in a conventional way. What we're doing is we're asking people to help to fund this project because it's a population-based study. That's what's called Project Mine, so make it yours. So asking people to donate, a small amount of money or a big amount of money, and we can match the exact amount of money people give to us with the amount of DNA that we can sequence. So it's about almost €2,000 to sequence a whole DNA code of one person. But you can do one gene for about €75. So what we're asking people to do is to support the project. You can go online to www.projectmine.com, and there's an Irish page. And if people donate on that Irish page, all of that money goes to that project, goes to Project Mine. And then we're also collecting DNA from people to contribute to the project as well. So if people have a birthday or a Christmas, or they want to give something that's valuable to the greater good of the Irish population and also the motor neuron disease population worldwide, this is a project to donate to, because not only will it help motor neuron disease, but the DNA, that the sequencing or the mining of the DNA that we do, we'll make that available to any other researcher who wants to look at other diseases, because we will have this in people who don't have motor neuron disease as well. So it's a very worthy project. We can also use the information that we get from the Irish DNA to look at ancestral origins of the Irish population, and that's something that Irish people, I think, are very interested in. We're mapping the Irish population.
Well, I suppose it's money that has to be raised, but there is definitely a market there to raise money for motor neuron disease research. If you looked at what happened with the craze this summer with the Ice Bucket Challenge and so on, an awful lot of money was raised for this disease.
Yes, people are very generous. Of course, you know, that's the Ice Bucket Challenge, of course, went to the Irish Motor Neuron Disease Association. It's a very important organisation because it provides really important care and equipment and support for people with motor neuron disease, and they're very generously going to give some money to developing our research as well. And we've quite a few research teams going on in Trinity in motor neuron disease, both looking at the outcomes in terms of the care we provide and trying to find better ways of diagnosing the disease. But this project, I think, we're again seeking the generosity of people across the world, not just in Ireland, to support this project. And we think that it's a hugely innovative project. It's a true international collaboration. There were 11 countries already participating in Project Mine. I'm actually speaking to you from the International Symposium on Motor Neuron Disease, where we have about 2,000 people interested in motor neuron disease congregating in Brussels at the moment. And we've had a long discussion this morning about Project Mine. It's really exciting. It's capturing people's imagination. It is the way to go to find new treatments. There's no doubt about that. And working collaboratively across the world, for all researchers to do that across the world, world is the way to do this. So we are part of a much larger collaboration that's seeking to find new treatments for motor neuron disease as part of a worldwide initiative. But there are also tangible benefits to the Irish population in doing this, because we can identify the Irish genetic structure as well, both for motor neuron disease and also for other diseases.
And Professor, it's very ambitious in terms of its scale as well, particularly from the Irish side of things, if you're going to be able to profile a few hundred Irish people. And that's, relatively speaking, quite a large number.
It's quite a large number. I mean, the overall aim to do the worldwide is about 6,000 to 8,000. But in each country, we've identified the number that we think we can do. And we've said maybe probably about 400 Irish DNA genomes and about 200 people who don't have motor neuron disease genomes, about 600 altogether in Ireland. So yes, it's a very extensive, ambitious project. But we think internationally that this is the right way to go, to really identify drugs that are going to really make a difference to slow down this terrible disease.
For people who want to find out a bit about Project MINE, what's the best way for them to find further advice, Professor?
So they can go onto the website, www.projectmine.com, and click on the Ireland page, or they can email us at ireland@projectmine.com, or they can contact us directly through the Academic Neurology Unit in Beaumont. And if you just Google Academic Unit Neurology Trinity College, that'll get to us, or they can get onto our mnd.ie website. So there are many ways of doing this.
Well, Orla Hardiman, Professor of Neurology at Trinity College Dublin, thanks for taking our call from Brussels this morning.
Many thanks. Thank you very much.
Very interesting indeed. So if you want to find out more there, look up Project MINE, which is being launched today as well, in terms of motor neuron research, and very interesting research, as the professor outlined there as well.